We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Captain Mike joins us now. And, Mike, let's start off with your preference. Would it be only one now for the rest of your life, boiled crawfish, boiled shrimp, or boiled crabs?
Oh, I'm like the rest of everybody else. I would be a shrimp guy for sure.
And as many shrimp as you put through your hands, you still love them, huh?
Yeah, they've stuck me quite a bit over the years, but I still like them when they're boiled.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, how's the fishing been, and what's the forecast for your trips this weekend look like?
It's been a pretty good, you know, it's normal summertime pattern where it's going to rain somewhere every day, so you certainly have to keep your eye on the horizon to be safe. You know, you don't want Cito to have to come get you. But it is certainly peace of mind when you have it. Anyway, we went through a tide change earlier in the week with some small tide movements, and that had us fishing in choke points and in bayous where the water was deeper and moving a little bit better. And it was still productive. We're having a very good year, especially for trout. And now that the water's moving better, there'll be some trout caught in at the bridges in Lake Pontchartrain today. I still don't see enough people fishing on those man-made reefs in Lake Pontchartrain. They're very productive. You just got to learn how to use a slide cork so that you don't get snagged in the reef itself. But there's a lot of fish that hang out there, not only trout, there's flounder. There's sheephead, certainly, as well as black drum and the occasional redfish. They just don't get utilized. A lot of times the bridges are crowded, and those man-made reefs don't have anybody fishing on them. So that's a good place to go. What we're going to be doing is what we call combo trips. We'll be fishing some of the man-made reefs in Lake Bourne, some of the gas wells, and then mid-morning, 9 o'clock, we'll move into the marsh and see if we can catch some redfish before we call it a day just after lunch.
Mike, what would you say is the ratio of white trout to speckled trout that you're catching right now?
It seems every morning you start off catching speckled trout first thing, and then as the day progresses, the white trout will move in. A lot of times those white trout will move in and the speckled trout will suspend. So the speckled trout may still be there. They just may move up in the water column, and that's when a slide cork can come to your rescue as well. And the white trout do seem to hug the bottom more so than the speckled trout. So often if you got a slide cork available and you're catching speckled trout on the bottom with a drop shot, that's how I fish them pretty much 100% of the time. But as the morning progresses, if you start to see that ratio change, you know, you start off, you catch 10, you're able to keep 6, but all 10 are speckled trout. And then a couple of hours later, you catch 10 and say 6 of them are speckled trout and 4 of them are white trout. and an hour later it reverses to where six are white trout and four are speckled trout, you may want to look at throwing that slip cork out and go about 3 to 4 feet above the bottom. And a lot of times your speckled trout will just move up above the white trout, but they're still there. A lot of times customers are fine with the white trout, so we simply continue to catch them. Or maybe two of them are fine with white trout, and one of them likes the speckled trout, and you simply switch that person over to the slip cork.
That's a great tip you gave on catching the specks above the white trout. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be putting that to good use. Let me ask you this, Mike. What is your cutoff on? You know, there's no limit on the size that you can keep on white trout, and a lot of time you catch a lot of those little bitty dinks. What is your cutoff size on keeping white trout and releasing them? You know, we got a 13-inch mandatory release on speckled trout, but what about the white trout?
We try to keep them 10 inches and above. Every once in a while, you'll gut hook one that you know is going to die. And I don't want to release fish that I know are going to die into the water. That might attract predators such as sharks, and then that'll shut down the whole bite. So I try to keep them 10 inches and above. But like I say, if we do gut hook one to where I know it's going to die, we throw that one in the ice chest as well.
And I would guess sometimes your customers would have their own preference. You know, they're not interested in keeping 10-inch fish. They maybe establish their own size limit on white trout on what they want to keep and release.
That's correct. That's correct. Some of them only want the bigger ones, and they do get pretty good size. But most people are happy with them when they, you know, as long as we put them in a slush, as you're cleaning them, as soon as it's in the fillet form, put it right back in a slushy ice mixture, and then straight into the ice chest. That's a very good eating fish and plentiful.
Yeah, Mike, we got to ask you about the triple tail. You know, you started to have a couple sightings and you caught one or two. Any luck on those guys moving over?
I saw two more this week, but couldn't get, you know, when I turned around to go back for them, they went down and never did come up, sort of like the one you and I saw when we fished. So I think they're getting a little smarter.
Yeah, you know, it never used to be like that. If you spotted them underneath a crab float and you approached them and you did it fairly quietly, I mean, they wouldn't dive deep. They'd hit your bait. Maybe now they're getting educated.
They seem to be. I do see more people looking for them. So, yeah, it depends on how long you want to stay. He'll certainly come back up, or you could – you know, if you got forward firing sonar, you may can look at him where he's at, and the slip cork could also put a bait in front of him down a little deeper.
Great fish to pursue and catch when you can find them. Well, Mike, thanks for the report. We're going to let you get on your trip, but before you go, I got you on my website. We got a link directly to aaofla.com, or they can go directly there. Give them the telephone number if somebody wants to call you and get a summer trip on the books.
Very simple, Don. 985-781-7811.
All right, Mike, thank you for the report, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Don, we'll talk to you next week, and I hope a lot of people take advantage of that CETO deal, because that's a really good deal, an extra 90 days.
So absolutely.
Hopefully people take advantage of that.
All right, I got to do it by Monday. That's Captain Mike Gallo. Mike, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much.
All right, Don, talk to you then.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.